rest of the story. Heinrich Dresser was a pharmacologist. Almost a century ago, he was chief of drug research for a big company in Germany, and one day Dr. Dresser was browsing through some medical journals when he noticed an article written by a British chemist 20 years previous. The article described a series of experiments with various acids. These experiments were destined to be ignored. Until now. I'm not sure Dr. Dresser realized the complete significance of what he was reading, but he was sufficiently impressed to initiate studies of his own. Now, it's the autumn of 1898. Dr. Dresser is addressing the 70th Congress of German Naturalists and Physicians in Dusseldorf, and he is announcing, in essence, that he has developed the ultimate cough medicine. The ultimate cough medicine. For the Congress, he submitted a mountain of data. He discussed animal tests in his own laboratory, also a blind study involving 60 hospital patients. The efficacy of the new drug was beyond question. It was fast. It offered enduring relief in each case. And the best part was yet to come. The drug taken as directed appeared to be completely non-habit-forming and utterly safe. Dr. Dresser demonstrated how medicines most often prescribed for cough proved fatal at only 10 times the effective dose, but this new medicine, on the other hand, required 100 times its effective dose to cause death. Therefore, accidental prescription of a fatal overdose seemed virtually impossible. So, fast-acting, non-addictive, and safe. As one might imagine, response to Dr. Dresser's revelation was immediate and enthusiastic. Naturally, his firm, Frederick Bayer and Company, would manufacture and market his discovery. Favorable press boosted sales. Within 2 months, the revolutionary cough medicine was being talked about in the Journal of the American Medical Association and in the British medical journal Lancet. But while most everyone was applauding the new drug as a medication to reduce respiratory inflammation, hardly anybody noticed that it was doing something else. It was actually relieving pain. And although the medical community was soon to appreciate the drug's analgesic quality, for 16 years, Frederick Bayer of Germany sold its cough medicine over the counter without taking full marketing advantage of the fact that it also alleviated suffering. Someday, somewhere, you may read among history's footnotes that it was a German pharmacologist, Dr. Heinrich Dresser, who on behalf of his company gave aspirin its name. But today we've not been discussing aspirin. For once upon a time, there was another product, highly advertised, worldwidely sold over the counter, promised by its discoverer to be a safe, reliable, non-habit-forming cough medicine. In fact, it performed so heroically that Dr. Dresser named it heroin. Heroin? Heroin. And now you know the rest of the story.